We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Greg Rabe.
Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Another faceoff from the Panther end. Achari able to win it. Gudas got it to center. The Toronto tips it ahead. Lomberg is in. Ryan Lomberg score! Ryan Lomberg, you gotta be kidding me! Let's go home, baby! In overtime, the Panthers win it 6-5.
The Toronto just nice accord. Lomberg with that speed gets in behind the defense and beats Vasilevsky for the game winner.
Joining us now from he's from Richmond Hill, Ontario, from the Florida Panthers. Just looking at his Hockey DB page, but if you don't know him, you definitely saw that highlight during the playoffs. Ryan Lomberg joining the Instigators here, and I will tell you what, sir. It did not take long for you to become an Instigator favorite here. We love those type of players. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
I appreciate that. Thanks for having me, guys.
Oh, it's great to have you on. I was telling you at the break, I didn't realize I didn't tell you this before, but Riv's cousin is your teammate, Mac Weegar. So now that should make you feel a little bit more comfortable or uncomfortable that you're talking to his uncle. I mean cousin.
I'm old enough to be the uncle, but no, we're cousins.
Hey. So where are you? You're in, where are you in Florida? You said you're in Florida. Where are you staying? What's your setup? I mean, you're a permanent fixture there, it seems like, now with the Florida Panthers after your, what would be a coming out party this season for you.
Yeah. So I bought a place out in Coral Springs. It's kind of in between BB&T, our game arena, and the practice rink. So yeah, I'm staying here for the summer.
Staying there for the summer. You know, it doesn't get a little hot there in the summertime.
Apparently, yeah. It's been raining the last week, so I'm kind of waiting for it.
So tell us.
So something. How does that work with your training? Do you train at the rink? Who do you train with down there?
Yeah, so there's a couple different options down here. There's the practice rink that I was talking about that I'm like 5 minutes away from, and then some of the guys are out in Fort Lauderdale there, so they're training out in the gym that way. So. A bit different than usual. I'm used to going home, and I got my guy back home, but this year it's going to be a little different.
You know, one thing I was dying to know, and joining us right now on the show is Ryan Lomberg. He has played 45 games in the NHL. He played 34 this year with the Florida Panthers and 11 before that with the Calgary Flames. One thing I wanted to know about you in particular is when I watch teams be eliminated for the playoffs so they don't make the playoffs, us being former players, we know that year-end meetings take place. I would love to know what your year-end meeting was like and how positive it must have been.
Yeah, it was good. It was definitely positive. I think, you know, we are all kind of on in agreement that the way I finished the season is kind of, you know, what they want moving forward and you know, kind of what they expect out of me. So, you know I can bring that every night, so it's no problem. I'm excited to go to work this summer and then, you know, take another step next year.
Well, who do you model your game after? I spoke to someone who scouted you back when you were playing in the USHL, and they said you're the same player now that you were back then and that you've never changed? And is that kind of the way you always enjoyed playing hockey? You're not a big guy, but you're physical, you're tough, you'll fight, and you have a lot of skill, and you're fast. So, I mean, it's a prototypical player in today's game, but who did you model your game after?
I don't know if there was, like, an individual player. Growing up, Gary Roberts is my favorite player. You know, being a Leaf fan, it was kind of the era where it's, you know, Roberts, Tucker, Domi, you know, those guys with, you know, a ton of heart, a ton of character, a ton of tenacity. So definitely like that. I just, you know, try to play with my heart and as hard as I can every night.
Ryan Lomberg joining the Instigators. Sir, go ahead, Riv. You look like you're about to ask a question. Does Riv not look like he belongs in Florida right now with the pink shirt?
It's the first pink shirt I've worn. And Petey, have you ever seen me wear a pink shirt?
I have never seen him wear a pink shirt, but he had pink shorts on the other day.
That's true.
Seven inch inseam too.
Join the golf course. You know, you got to look the part now, right? So pink's in right now. But you know what? Back in the playoffs, when you were playing, and listen, I mean, I watch every single Buffalo Sabres game, and Petey, you know, he laughs at me all the time because pretty much my number one team that I watch is the Florida Panthers, obviously because of Mac and stuff. And you know, I sent my uncle, Mac's dad, a text, you know, a while back, May 14th. I said, "Who's this Lomberg kid?" And he wrote in, he's like, "Love this kid. Lomberg's in the lineup. Great energy player. Will fight anybody. He'll do anything for the team." And I'm like, I said to Petey the next day, I'm like, this guy, we absolutely have to get our hands on. How do we get him from Florida? So
that would be tampering.
That's not tampering.
We are now officially tampering.
yeah, true. But I look at the playoffs, and obviously you're still probably watching the playoffs. And in order to be successful, you need to have obviously your high end skills players, but you need to have your players that have skill but play with energy, speed, and physicality. And you know, has that been something through your, you know, your time? I know you play at University of Maine, you play in the USHL and played in the minors a little bit, but in order to make the NHL, is that your marquee thing, is to just add that speed and energy and physicality?
Yeah, for sure. I think it's something that, you know, separates me from a lot of guys. So it's a way that, you know, like I said, can separate myself and just stand out, I guess.
In the past years, like Florida, you know, what's the fan base like there now that Florida's back on top? I know obviously an earlier elimination from the playoffs than would have liked, but it seems like the fans are starting to come back a lot more. And for you, even, like, you know, I was in Florida for a very short period of time, but do they recognize you now, like after scoring a big goal like that? Or are the fans, what are the fans like down there? Are they, because here in Buffalo, you wouldn't be able to walk down the street without people knowing who you are. And I wonder what it's like in Florida, because it looked like they had some good fan following there too. But you being the type of player that you are, is there more of a fan following for yourself?
Yeah, it was like, you know, growing up, you obviously hear that, you know, it's not the best fan base or whatever, and you see the pictures of the empty rink from time to time. But like, I was blown away by, you know, the fan support, the amount of noise that they brought when it was limited capacity. And then as the capacity was able to kind of grow as the playoffs went on there, it was an unbelievable atmosphere. And myself personally, you know, it's weird. I do get recognized like at the grocery store and when I'm out and about, like way more than I thought I would. You know, a few times a week type thing. So that's been pretty cool. You know, like I said, I didn't think it was going to be that way out there, but to see that it is, you kind of realize that there's a lot more hockey fans than, you know, you originally thought.
Well, it's got to be nice, eh? I mean, like I read a nice article about your mom and dad, and when you were called up, around Christmas time, and they traveled around almost all over North America following you around. I mean, how proud are they of you and what you've accomplished? Because I know, you know, that article. And the other thing I learned from that article, actually, Ryan, was I've never known anyone to have a Leon burger.
Yeah, it's a pretty rare breed too.
It's a rare breed. Yeah. And we had a Newfie growing up in our family. Okay. And when our Newf passed away, my mom drove to Barrie with my dad to a Leonberger breeder because my mom wanted this massive dog. This dog is like 170 pounds, like 6 feet tall on its hind legs. So I'm reading, and you guys have a Leonberger.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, love her to death. But yeah, that road trip was pretty epic. They were going out west, I think, to Vancouver originally, which was already like a long enough drive, you know, all the way across Canada to visit some family members. And then I got the call up, and I think we were going to Vegas right away. So they made the trek and then ended up following me, you know, kind of all the way back out east. So yeah, they're, you know, I'm sure they're really proud of me. You know, I wouldn't obviously be where I am, you know, without them. So, you know, I'm so thankful to have their support, you know, all the way up. You know, I wasn't always the best to get in trouble from time to time, but, you know, they always stuck by me, always, you know, made sure I kept my head up, and I couldn't be more thankful for,
you know, everything. Who do you get the wild side from?
As I was growing up, like when I was younger, I thought it was my dad. But, you know, the older I get, I realize my mom's the tough one. So definitely my mom.
That's usually the way it goes.
Right?
What do you like to do on your time off when you're not in the gym and you're not at the rink? You know, is there any things you like to do, especially in Florida, or be outside? And
yeah, I actually got a German Shepherd puppy not too long ago, probably actually about a little under a year ago now. So he takes up all my time now. We got a pool in the backyard here, so he loves to go in and go after the ball and all that stuff. So
you strike me as the kind of guy that would want to take a puppy to a beach and take your shirt off and let the hair whip in the wind and throw a tennis ball.
Not quite. No, I take him to like the football fields and baseball fields and throw the ball around for him. And occasionally we go to the dog park, but you never know how that's going to end up. So
what's your pregame routine like? Because, you know, guys like you, you know, we have to prepare a little bit differently. I wouldn't say that you and I have the same role, but playing on an edge definitely requires a little bit of a different preparation. What's your routine?
You know, the only thing I really have to do on game day is pregame nap. Other than that, you know, I usually like to keep it loose, not to think too much. You know, obviously we're a lot different weight class in a different era, but you know, if I know I'm going to fight or think, you know, I'm going to be going after a certain guy, then it kind of consumes me all day. It's all I can think about. So try not to think about it until I get to the rink and then jack myself full of caffeine and start bouncing off walls. And here we go.
First of all, I want to stop you there. Petey is now in a different weight class because he's lost a lot of weight. Look at him, how thin he is. He tells me every day how thin he is. But
yeah, I'm down to I'm down to 215. I just saying. Yeah, but you didn't know me before, though, Ryan. You didn't know me before. I look like a bowler.
So you don't have any. You're not like. There's a lot of crazy guys on game day that do the same thing over, and it's like every day they don't have to think because it's the same preparation. You wake up at the same time, you eat the same breakfast, you have your coffee at the same time, you go to the bathroom, dump in the toilet at the same time. Everything is in the same toilet. Everything is done.
Well, that's where you have to find the stat sheets all the time.
Yes. That's the only place the stat sheets are. They're all laying on the ground in the toilets. But so you're not that guy. You're not super, you know, preparation guy, or you just pregame nap and every day is a little bit different and you kind of roll with it.
Yeah, exactly. Every day is a little bit different. I found that earlier on in my pro career, I was kind of more like that, more structure and everything had to be done at a certain time and stuff. But you know, as things happen and they don't go your way throughout the day, you know, I said it would, you know, kind of ruin my day, and you know, mentally I'd kind of be all over the place. So over the years I just tried to not think about that. You know, however I'm kind of feeling that in that particular day, what I need for that game, that's what I do.
It's amazing how common that is. I couldn't, you know, it's funny, Ryan, no one would know this about me. Like, no one would know the fear that I had on a game day. Like it doesn't matter who you're fighting. If I knew that you were in the lineup and we might fight, and even though you're 5'9", even I joked with him, Riv. I even said in his, I can't remember what I said in the text, but I said, I think I'd beat you to a pulp or something like that. But I was,
yeah,
I was told.
Good way to break the ice, eh, Petey?
Yeah. I mean, it is. It's the only way to break the ice is to joke about stuff like that, right? But it is. It's amazing to hear you say that. And it's funny because the first person I ever hear or heard talk about being scared before a game or anything was George LaRocque, of all people. Yeah. He's sitting here telling me about how scared he was when I was rolling into town. I was like, what? If I only knew that a guy like that with that kind of stature had any kind of fear going into it, it would have given me a mental edge. But it's just, it's insane, isn't it, to think that it doesn't even have to be about fighting, does it? It's just about creating the energy and having to play that way that puts you on the edge. Wouldn't you say that's what it is?
Yeah, no, exactly. Like you look at the game today and, you know, like I've gone into almost every game pretty much knowing that I'm not going to fight unless, you know, somebody finally does it just because of the way I play. But yeah, no, it's just about bringing that edge and kind of always being on and, you know, being kind of the first line of defense when somebody takes a run or something, just to be there and,
Who are the top guys in the league, in your opinion, in terms of toughness, in terms of the fighting?
I mean, I think you got to look at guys like Reeves, Wilson, a guy I played up in the minors against McDermott there. He's a big, tough boy. I'm sure I'm missing one or two, but those are the guys that come to mind for me.
So, like,
what about yourself? What do you think?
Yeah, I'm with you. Those are the guys. And you know what's amazing about that, Ryan? And you don't have to comment on this because you're still in the league. And Craig and I talk about this regularly. I think the exact same thing as you. But you know what? Those guys, when I was in the league, but more so when Craig came into the league in like 1992, those guys were like 35 and 40 on the tough guy list.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like, yeah. It's true.
Even a few years ago, I'm sure they weren't even up there when...
Well, they're up there.
Take and nothing they can, away from what they do. Like, no, Ryan Reeves is a tough man and Wilson. But, I mean, you know, guys like the Grim Reaper, Stu Grimson and Tony Twist and Bob
He grew
Probert.
Up in Toronto. You watch Wade Belak.
Ty Domi, you know, is not a real big guy. But, oh, my. These guys on a regular basis, it was just a different league back then. But, you know, I want to ask you about I've watched a lot of Florida games. I've really enjoyed the team this year. That team made some really, really great strides. And I want to ask about Barkov. Like, how good is Barkov? He just seems like he's so controlled. He's so skilled. He's big. He's defensively responsible. He's like the ultimate player right now. How good is he?
Yeah, he's on... He's next level for sure. He's definitely, you know, amongst the top handful in the league, if not right up there at the top. Like we talk about all the time about, you know, if we were in a huge market, how, you know, it would all be about him. Everyone would be talking about him. But to see it, you know, every day in practice, you know, obviously top players do, you know, make amazing plays from time to time, but to see it in practice every day, see the work he puts in, it's really cool to be around.
What's Joel Quenneville like to be around? What's he like as a, you know, obviously as a coach, we've seen the behind the scenes stuff with him as a coach, but one-on-one with Ryan Lomberg, what's he like?
Yes, he's the man. Like he's a legend. He's quiet. He, you know, he doesn't say too much. So, you know, whatever he says pulls a lot of weight. So it's cool to be around him and his presence. He's very like, you know, calming and those, as you know, the leaders of the ship are pretty two guys to follow in the war. So it's cool to be around for sure.
So when you get to Florida, who took you under your wing? Who are one of the guys that's, you know, helped you the most when you got there?
Yams is great. He's a great, you know, leader of that. You know, Eki's another guy. He was here when I came. I came a little earlier, maybe a month and a half before the season. So he was here training and all that stuff. And you know, we went out a few times. You know, we're working out together and stuff like that. So overall, it was a great group from day one.
One thing I want to ask you too here, because we grow up, we live in Buffalo, and there are a lot of kids grew up here, and there's a couple really good minor hockey programs here. Buffalo Junior Sabres are clearly at the top, and a lot of kids there go to the USHL. They just had one kid drafted first overall to the OHL. You're from Toronto. You played in the OJHL. And you end up at the USHL and the University of Maine. How does that happen? And was the OHL an opportunity for you? Why'd you choose the college path?
The OHL was never really too big of an option. I know my coaches at the time in minor hockey, Frank Pietrangelo, was one of them. And, you know, he had played at college. You know, my agent was also pushing the college route, just because at the time I was, you know, a smaller player. I was probably going to go, you know, fairly high, probably second round. So, but they just wanted me to develop, take some time to take longer to develop. They kind of really pushed me towards college. And then at that point, it was the decision where to play. And USHL was pretty much bar none the best league to kind of maintain your eligibility while, you know, developing and getting ready for that next step.
So why Maine? What was it about the University of Maine? Because if you're able to go to the University of Maine, you can probably go to a few other schools.
Yeah. They were definitely, you know, a handful of schools that were recruiting me at the time. Really what did it for me was the first time I stepped on campus and watched a game at Maine. The atmosphere was nothing like I've ever seen before. Yeah, you know, the other schools were cool and all, but it was the game at the Alphon that sold me. As soon as I saw that first game, they won in overtime, and the place was just electric the whole game.
So when you got to Maine, and you're this left-handed shot playing left wing, and you're looking, I'm sure they have his jersey or whatever in the stands or in the rafters, is Paul Kariya, right? Can you believe that this guy had like 100 points, I think, in his first year? It's mind-boggling. It could be one of the greatest years in college history. And coming from Maine, I think he played with
I think his brother went there too, didn't he?
Fierro brothers, right? Or
Ferraro
brothers, yeah. They were unstoppable.
Were you a late bloomer? Were you a late developer? Because you're undrafted. And I'm just wondering, you know, like you're undrafted and you're in the NHL, and I always wonder, you know, how this happens with players that end up becoming, you know, pieces to a successful team. Were you ever up to be drafted? Were you ever ranked in the NHL draft?
I think I was ranked pretty early on in my draft year. Then I got hurt for a couple of months, and then that was kind of it after that.
Huh. Okay. Well, I just think it's unbelievable. There's so many players now that I feel like now more than ever, players that are undrafted have more of an opportunity to make it into the NHL. I don't know that I have a real explanation as to why I feel that is, but just with all the leagues and all the players get overlooked and teams now are willing to take chances on players that were undrafted because they don't have to pay, or they're not paying all their young prospects, if you know what I mean. Like back in the day, you know, you'd have a first round pick getting called up because he's got $1 million signing bonus over a kid who very easily could be getting called up over him. But they, you know, it's the political side of things. Instigators, we're talking with Ryan Lomberg. We have a couple more minutes here. And so what are the Panthers' plans here for you? I mean, you got one more year left on your deal. And I mean, you're loving it in Florida. So contract extension, or you just play one more year out and see what happens?
No, I would love to stay here. I've, you know, had the time of my life. The people here are amazing. Obviously the team took a big step. We're moving in the right direction. You know, I don't want to leave. You know, like I said, I love all the people here. So just you know, work as hard as I can and do what I can to get an extension and help the team win.
How big of a loss was Ekblad?
Yeah, it was huge. You know, obviously, unfortunately, you never want to see one of your brothers get hurt, especially when, you know, they're having, you know, an amazing year and going to do some great things. But he's, you know, the type of guy he was, he was always in the locker room, smile on his face. You know, he's right back to work. Going to have even a better year next year, I'm sure.
You're a confusing guy, Ryan, because you're so calm off the ice and on the ice. You just,
I get that a lot.
I your demeanor off the ice and in an interview and talking, you're so calm and quiet. And then you watch you play and it's like, this guy's a raging animal.
Yeah. You got to flip the switch.
It's right? That switch, right? It's that switch. It's the NHL player switch. We appreciate your time today. Enjoy the weather out in Florida. And your pool and your dog.
Appreciate you guys having me. Thank you.
Yeah, our pleasure. We look forward to watching you play next year. We'll be back after this break. Ryan Lomberg, kind enough to join us. And I'll tell you what, this is a guy you want to watch because he's a guy that you'd want to see in a Sabres lineup, brings a lot of energy to the lineup. And don't bring that energy against the Sabres next year if you guys are back in the same division, all right? Same conference.
No problem.
Take care. Ryan Lomberg. We'll be back, Instigators. Final half hour of the show coming up. WGR 550 and MSG.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Greg, you a big Pink Floyd fan? You a big Pink Floyd fan?
I would not say a massive fan, but yes, there's a lot of Pink Floyd that I like.
Yeah, I mean, you had the double album, The Wall. Like, everybody had that, right? The Wall?
Yeah.
The album, The Wall, yeah. So, I mean, that had another brick in the wall. So, I just read this in the headline here. Jeff Kolnack throws in here. He throws in, we have a headline in one of our rundowns. It's called Things Rivs Does Not Care About, or does he? And I just read that Roger Waters says he rejected Facebook's offer to use another brick in the wall in an ad. And he writes, and his quote was, "No effing way," Waters said in response to their big money offer. "I will not be a party to this BS Zuckerberg." Facebook is by far just the absolute toilet bowl of the world. And so is Twitter, but it's, unfortunately, it's a decent source of information.
I saw that tweet or whatever. And it's fantastic.
It is,
you know, big money. Zuckerberg there tried to buy an iconic, you know, album.
So you want to use the song in an ad.
I would love to know how much. Wouldn't you?
Well, it says big money offer. And I mean,
what does that mean?
I don't know. Let me scroll through the article here in Rolling Stone magazine.
There's no way they're going to say.
You don't think so?
Nope.
Yeah, you're probably right, because it probably would have been in there.
But I'll tell you right now, you can tell that the way he reacted, he was not happy that, you know, obviously Zuckerberg's worth how many billions and billions, you know, just trying to throw the money around. I love how this guy stood his ground. He's not going to be, bought. Pretty impressive.
I will say this though. The Social Network is a fantastic movie, but Mark Zuckerberg is just, I don't know. If there's one person, if there's one celebrity I would like to see in a boxing match, it's him with his white face cream and everything. Just bring it all out and just get absolutely pounded. Would be, yeah. Get, you know, Matt Barnaby's looking for a scrap. I don't know if you saw that. He and Sean Avery are going at it on social media. Someone should challenge Zuckerberg. That's what I'd like to see. But anyway,
Pay to watch Matthew Barnaby box Sean Avery? Would you pay for that?
Would I pay for that? I would. Yes. I would like to believe that Barney would send me a couple complimentary tickets.
If you had to pay $50 to watch the fight, would you pay it?
Yes. Okay. I'd rather see that fight than Logan Paul, the other Paul, whatever the Paul is, fight Mayweather or some boxer or some basketball player. For sure I would. Because these are two guys that I would have loved to have seen fight in real life in a hockey game. And maybe I don't think they did. Clearly that was part of the thing. But I think it's comical. I think it's, I don't even know if it's in good fun or if it's serious.
Serious. No question it's serious.
I just think the war of words between these two guys is entertaining. I don't even need the actual fight. I'm fine with the war of words.
Gotta watch. Both of them have to watch, you know, because they're
Barney had another video yesterday. Yesterday he had a video. What was the song they were using? But it was him basically reenacting Sean Avery and you know, pretending like he's hiding. It's funny. I don't know what sparked this. I really don't. But Sean Avery responded and just
said, nor do I care. No disrespect to either one of them, but I could care less what's happening. And to sit there,
but this
and
is what
I
the
wouldn't
world's
even
come
watch
to.
The fight. I
but
don't
this is what
care.
The world is.
That's a joke.
But this is what the world has come to. Take Matt and Sean out of it. But look at the Pauls. Look at anyone. I mean, look at any of these. Well, it's just look at it. I mean, that's what Twitter's used for nowadays. It's I don't even really know. I don't really understand what the purpose of Twitter even is, to be quite honest with you. I look at it gives every like. So anyway,
entertainment is what it is. It's pure entertainment. You take
it's
it
garbage,
at
though. It's you garbage. It TikTok's garbage.
Well, listen, go and watch TV. I mean, there's a lot of garbage on TV too, but we still watch, right? I mean, you have to take it at face value. You have to enjoy it as entertainment and you watch what you watch and you delete.
Can you turn on the news every night? Like, honestly, can you turn on the news?
I don't
watch
the news.
I can't watch the news anymore. There's nothing in the news that's other than it's depressing stuff. Everything in the news.
Yeah.
Like it's just negative, 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 negative. And I get it. I get it. And that's what sells, you know, the squirrel water skiing at the end of the news of the hour and a half news broadcast where, you know, it's trying to be the uplifting story at the end. Oh, look at that squirrel can water ski. it doesn't do anything for me, but the news is, it's just all negative. And then you go to social media and it's toxic crap. Like it's crap, Craig.
Yeah, but you have to understand it is pure entertainment. If you're going there to gather information, then you are can't even say it. This is, it's like the National Enquirer. Most of the stuff on social media is complete hogwash, you know, made up stuff. And listen, I mean, it's you got to use it as entertainment, and that's what I use it for. I enjoy watching all the little stupid things that are happening, and you know,
there are positive
concrete
platforms.
Information that's not the where you want to be.
There are positive platforms out there for sure, but it's all overshadowed by the crap that goes on the side of it. It's like, look at Facebook. I do not have a Facebook account. I had a Facebook account like 11 years ago, I think it was 2010, something like that. When I left Buffalo, I thought it'd be, you know, and I look on Facebook and I've never seen anybody have a bad day on Facebook. It is literally filled with glorified lives. It's like it is. And I read somewhere, actually, one of those facts, River, is looking at Facebook can make people depressed. I never knew there were so many people out there that had perfect lives. I mean, they slap it all over the internet. It's like, look at this. Life is great. Yeah. Look at this.
I mean, again, it's all in how you interpret all that. I, for one,
sad is how I
had a Facebook account. Now, I didn't use it. I haven't posted.
No, you're only Facebook Marketplace. You were selling everything.
Oh yeah, selling stuff, buying stuff. It's great. You know, it's awesome. But you know, I've never posted a picture in 10 years or whatever I've had the account. But this year, I just deleted the Facebook account just a couple months ago because I'm just tired of the, you know, misinformation and garbage that's on there, and I just don't need it in my life. So I move on from it. Perfect.
Roger Waters. Roger Waters. That's how all this started. How did this? I didn't read this whole article, but he writes, I can't even, like, that's what I love about Rolling Stone is they don't edit anything out, but he writes, how does this little bleep, who started out as, he's talking about how is he one of the most powerful idiots in the world is what he says. And it all, yeah. So we're talking about Mark Zuckerberg and Roger Waters' comments about not selling another brick in the wall. And someone just messaged here and said, you're right. That's what Twitter and Facebook is. It's the fear of missing out. That's absolutely it. That's a huge,
you know what though? It's like, FOMO, it is like an addiction, right? The fear of missing out is an addiction. But I'm going to tell you, if you get past that addiction for a week or two, then you'll never look back and you never even think about them because you're not clickbaiting all day long. Right?
Yes.
Move on from your life and, you know, deal with the people that are in your life instead of watching everybody's life. That's like you're saying, Peter is so excellent. And I'm happy. Like, I think Facebook is kind of cool because you get to watch people, you know, show how great their lives are and what they're doing and stuff like that. And I like each to their own. Right. But, you spend a lot of time where you could be doing something more useful. So I decided that I needed to move on and you know what? I never look back.
Yeah. It's been a nice, I don't know. I'll say this. If I didn't do this job, I would not have a Twitter account. I really wouldn't.
100%.
I blue check mark and all. See ya. Yeah. I would not be logging on to Twitter. I would not.
No, any
couldn't even be bothered with the crap.
When I did remove myself from the Facebook, my wife.
No, they dropped the. Just joking. Go ahead.
When my wife heard me. Heard that I did that. She's like, no, you, that's good. You need to get on Instagram. I'm like, no, I don't. I don't need to spend an hour out of my day flipping through other people's lives and the pictures that they put on. I don't care what they do. I'm actually want to live like in the now and you know, deal what I'm dealing with. And it's been a lot better.
A lot of guys post pictures of themselves. I gotta say. A lot of people post pictures of themselves, but I love the excuse to post a picture too. It's like, you just, you can just read through all the crap when someone posts a picture of themselves and they just come up with this great excuse to post a picture of themselves. They should just write vanity, hashtag vanity. Anyway, that's enough of that. That's enough of the social media bearing. We'll take a break here, Instigators. We'll come back, final segment. There's some other fun stuff that happened around the world and in the world of hockey. We also have a game two to preview and look forward to tonight. That game is tonight. Is it not? Vegas, Montreal? It is. We'll be right back, Instigators, WGR 550 MSG.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So, Rip, there's a little clarification on the Vegas wedding update. You remember the Vegas wedding I ripped on yesterday with a guy, no chivalry, like 5-6 rows ahead of her down the stairs. She's got her beer and her train.
Yes.
Train of her dress in her hand, and he's like in the seats already.
Yes.
So apparently he was asked about it. Just to clarify the video, she asked me to go ahead and find our seats to make the path easier. I didn't open my phone for a selfie. It was a video call our family back home in Canada as they couldn't attend due to the lockdown. So here's the video again here, ladies and gentlemen. So there was a bride and groom at the game in Vegas the other night, and he is like gunning it for the seats. I mean, way down the stairs. And I commented yesterday just saying, divorce is in the air because this is not a good way to start the honeymoon, by leaving your honey behind with her beer and dress in her hand to go find your seats and sit down. Anyway, so there's the update, Riff. Little clarification on that. I guess he might have been taking a little bit of heat, right? But
I don't even know what to say. I don't know. Again, this is so irrelevant in my life, even discussing this.
It's hockey-related.
But now I'm sitting there thinking to myself, are you upset that the guy walked ahead of his bride?
Am I?
Yeah, well, like, why are we doing this?
I thought she was, and clearly he was asked about it on Tim and
because
Friends.
you clearly picked up on that, and I clearly did not pick up on that. Because here's the thing. What I did notice is two of them seemed to be really happy and they seemed to be enjoying themselves. And that's the most important thing. Okay. Could he have walked her down the aisle with it, holding her hand and the whole, but I don't know what's going on.
I would not be surprised if she came to the table and said, well, he didn't open the door for me on our first date, car door or anything. Like, Craig, if we were going on a date, would you open the door for me? If I'm going on a date with a girl or whatever, your chivalry is you're going to hold the door. You're going to hold the door there.
I hold the door?
Paying is
open.
One thing. Now it's 2021. Like, I mean, you know, I go on a date. I have no problem if the girl wants to
pay.
I
would absolutely be holding a door open, you know, at a restaurant. I don't know. Like, I don't know how far we go here.
Okay.
To be the ultimate gentleman, because wouldn't you want to be yourself instead of acting like someone that you're not? Because I'm going to tell you right now,
that guy changes,
I don't walk to my car door and I do not go over to the car door and open the door for my wife, allow her to get in, put her legs in, and then slightly close the door. I don't do that. So why would I do it on my first date?
I don't know, win her over, but then again.
No, I'm not here to win her over. She's going to like what she gets with who I actually am.
Okay. So.
But I will open a door. If I'm walking up to a restaurant, I am going to open the door and I am going to allow my wife to go first because that's what you do. that's, you learn that from your parents. But I mean, there's certain things that you, that I do, and there's certain things that, you know, I mean, everybody's just different. But don't go on a date and do these things that you're not going to do because you haven't learned them from your parents or whatever. You're not going to do those things on a date and then stop them after, you know,
because so you're saying if you don't start them, they're never expected. So there's no level of expectation to maintain the door opening.
I went over
and
opened a woman's door in my car and waited for her to get in and then closed the door behind. That would not be me.
Okay.
So she's not getting me. So you have to, you know, understand, you know, the manners and being a good person, but don't be who you're not.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. I like that. Stay real, as you're saying it. Stay real from date one to death in the marriage, right? Like, just stay real.
Be who you are.
Be who
you are. And don't try and be in someone you're not.
Well, I'm trying to be someone I'm not. I'm watching a lot of basketball these days, and I shut off the TV last night, and the Bucks were up by 17 on the Brooklyn Nets. You don't follow the NBA, do you?
I don't.
Kevin Durant, 49 points, played every single minute, had a triple-double. Do you know what that means?
Yep.
And then I said to Craig, I said, they were down 17 with like 4 minutes to go in the third quarter, and he's like, well, it's basketball. I will say this, though. Two nights ago, I watched the end of the 76ers game and the Atlanta Hawks game. Honestly, Riv, 1 minute. It was a three-point difference.
You apparently do not understand
basketball.
It
took 20 minutes to finish the last.
Did you watch basketball? Have you watched it throughout your life?
Yes.
Being down 20 points in basketball is like being down a goal, maybe two goals in hockey. Things can change. These guys can go on a 14-0 run and there's not even a minute and a half that's gone by. So to be down 20 points and go to bed because you think the game's over, the game's not over.
Well, you know what is over? This show's over in 10 seconds. Tomorrow, Elliot Friedman will join us. He has all the insider information, so we'll talk to him at 11 o'clock. So
Kevin Durant
that.
Plays for the Nets.
One Bills Live is next. Yes, he does.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.